Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
April 21st, Mobile, Alabama. Matthew Owens heard a ruckus going on in the street outside his Delmar Drive home. He looked outside the window and saw a group of kids playing ball in the street. Not an unusual occurrence for the neighborhood. Kids are always out there playing, sometimes late into the evening, as they were that night. Wanting to settle in for some downtime and catch a little TV before heading to bed and then off to work again the next day, Owens did what my father often did when I was a kid. He stuck his head outside the window and yelled at the kids to knock it off and go home. In the America I grew up in, that's where the story would have ended. The kids would have packed up and gone home. Sure, there would have been some grumbling a bit under their breath about having to call their game short, but certainly nothing would have been said about it, especially out loud. In the America I grew up in, kids had respect for adults, especially a neighbor. If he even thought I was being disrespectful to an adult in the neighborhood, my father would have had me by the ear, dragging me down the street to apologize in person. And it's damn likely I wouldn't have been able to sit for a few days afterward either. But things are different now. The story on Delmar Drive didn't end that way. Who exactly said what to whom is still a bit unclear. As it always is in matters of he said, she said, the story changes every time it's told. But words were apparently exchanged in anger, neither side, as it turns out, acting very neighborly toward one another. The kids packed up and left, and Matthew Owens went back inside his home. After a short while, Owens heard another ruckus, only this time it was much louder. He went outside to investigate, and as he closed the door behind him, he saw the mob. The kids were back, and flanking them was about 20 or 30 of the parents. Owens then saw that they had something in their hands. The angry mob was armed with pipes and bricks and sticks and chairs and paint cans, anything they thought to grab to use as a weapon. Owens was heard pleading for mercy as the crowd beat him unconscious. I guess he thought screaming, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry," might somehow stop the crushing blows. He was wrong. Only when the target of their wrath lay quiet in a pool of his own blood did the crowd finally turn and walk away. In parting, a final declaration of victory was allegedly heard coming from inside the crowd. Now that's justice for Trayvon. Police are still looking for suspects and aren't saying much about the case. Community leaders say that they're disappointed to hear the comparisons to the Trayvon Martin case. Cops refuse to call the attack a hate crime. Mayor Sam Jones says he thinks the whole thing's being blown out of proportion. Owens, still in intensive care, finally regained consciousness on Tuesday. Chicago, April 17th. 18-year-old Alton Hayes III told police that he was still angry about what happened to Trayvon Martin. He just couldn't stop thinking about it. Trayvon was about his age and also black, but Trayvon was now dead. And from everything he heard on the news, it was at the hands of a white man. And that man was still free. He wasn't even being charged. He couldn't take it anymore. He wasn't going to let Trayvon die in vain. It was time he did something to avenge his death. He called a friend, a 15-year-old. The pair, all amped up on emotion, took to the streets. They knew what they were going to do, they just didn't know whom they were going to do it to. Then they spotted their mark, a 19-year-old white man walking home on his way home from work that night. The two then approached the innocent man from behind, and before he even saw them, the pair grabbed him, pinning his arms to his side. One of the attackers shouted, "Empty your pockets, white boy." The young man struggled to get away. Looking around for a weapon, Alton found a fallen tree limb and used it to beat the young man to the ground. The pair then began to kick him in the head with their boots. They kicked and beat the man relentlessly, over and over and over and over again. They didn't even stop when the man lay unconscious. After all, Alton later told police without remorse, this was for Trayvon. Kansas City. A 13-year-old boy was on his way home from school, walking alone just as he had done many times before. He was busy thinking, if he got his homework done in time, he might be able to go out and play some ball or hang out with his friends after supper until dark. It was then that he sensed something was wrong. Out of the corner of his eye, he noticed two older boys were following him, and they were closing in fast. The young boy picked up his pace, but as he neared his front porch, they were already on him. Frantically now, he ran for the safety of his own home, but just as his hand reached for the doorknob on the front door, the older boys pulled him backward and slammed the door shut. Caught by surprise, he couldn't help wondering what this was all about and what the two boys were going to do to him. Would they punch him in the face? Would they knock him to the ground and kick him in the head with their boots? Would they beat him with pipes and bricks and chairs and paint cans? No. What was in store for this little boy was worse. Much worse. The two older boys produced a gas can and began dousing the young boy with gasoline. One of the boys then removed a cigarette lighter from his pocket. It was only then that words were spoken. This is what you deserve. You get what you deserve, white boy. And then as the young boy's mother watched from the door in horror, they lit him on fire. In the America I grew up in, politicians, even as grimy as they were, wouldn't have even considered capitalizing on the seemingly senseless death of a young man to further their gun-banning political agenda. But things are different now. Today, the political mantra is, never let a good crisis go to waste. To the people involved in the shooting of Trayvon Martin, this was a tragedy. To Senator Dianne Feinstein and many in the Obama administration, this was a perfect opportunity to derail national CCW reciprocity and roll back our right to self-protection. And the mainstream media has been more than pleased to stir the pot for the cause. Communist Karl Marx referred to them as useful idiots. Today, they call themselves journalists. The result has been predictably disastrous. This is not the dream Dr. King spoke about, where men judge one another not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. This is a national nightmare. A bastard child, conceived of a political menage a trois between short-sightedness, blind ambition, and power lust. Violence, divisiveness, and chaos are powerful tools of deception, used by totalitarian regimes since the beginning of time to busy the masses while they move forward to achieve their evil goals. Niccolò Machiavelli, in his book Il Principe, wrote these words, Il fine giustificata i mezzi. The ends justifies the means. Gun control. At any cost? No, Ms. Feinstein. Not here. Not now. Not ever. We'll be back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Rectal itch. How was that for a sound check?
What good? Are you doing?
What? You asked for a sound check.
Yeah, I did.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. The whole world can hear you. Right, we... Rectal itch.
You know,
okay.
We want to address this Branford, Florida thing. You know, we played those three excerpts that Sandy went through and read, and there was a lot of debate we had whether or not we should play these couple of excerpts. And you know, first thing I want to clear up is I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody.
Okay,
and everybody, knows that. And I love my rights and freedoms in this country. You know, I grew up in Newark when the Newark riots were in 1968 in the North Ward of Newark, and I remember walking to school with the National Guard driving around, and I saw Rome burn. And it's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
And, you know, this is the 20th anniversary of the L.A. riots with Rodney King. And that's the reason why we decided to do this, because we want to make a point. I'm not choosing sides on this case. I've gone on record saying Zimmerman never should have got out of that car.
Right.
He was told not to. He never should have got out of his car. And now it's up to the courts to decide. But unfortunately, there's only going to be one person giving their side of the story.
Right.
And, you know, it never should have happened. But I love my gun rights, and during the L.A. riots, 20 people were killed unnecessarily, and almost 3,000 were injured, some paralyzed and everything.
Right. Dragged out of their cars. A lot of our listeners are too young to remember that.
Correct, and I don't want to see that happen again, and I don't want to see already the witch Feinstein is using the shooting in Florida to stop the vote
of
S-2188, which is the National Reciprocity. So in the end, people will die, and every life is fragile, and people shouldn't die for something like this.
The thing that we're trying to get across is they're politicizing a tragedy here.
And all for shock value, and people are going to die. Yes.
And people are going to die because
cases,
this is a soundbite society.
Know, these three cases where these kids beat up other kids racially motivated, it's because they went on information they were giving from the press
and the
media.
Right, exactly. Well,
you know, half-truths and whatnot to make people fly off the handle. Let's get all of the facts. So, you know, emotions are flying, and it's not the best thing in the world. So
there's a lot going on right now that if you ever go back and look at Francis Fox Piven's writing, you've heard me talk about this a number of times. This is Cloward and Piven, classic.
Yes, correct.
And what we're referring to is a couple of Columbia sociologists who happen to be card-carrying communists who want to see the United States become a communist nation. The way to do that, collapse the system, hit the reset button, and go into communism.
Correct.
This is what we're missing right now is riots in the streets. This is a perfect reason to create riots in the streets. We cannot let them do that, folks. We cannot allow this to happen.
You know, and we live in racially mixed areas here, and to turn this into a black, white, Spanish,
it's ridiculous.
Black thing, we really shouldn't do that. There's a right or wrong thing that transpired. Again, I don't know. Right. Would Zimmerman right. have started with Trayvon if he was white? Maybe, maybe not, depending on what he was wearing, how he was acting. I don't know. You know, and NBC, they altered the 911 call
yeah.
that Zimmerman put in. I mean, this is really, really horrible stuff that they did, and I don't want to see it happen again in this country. I remember it clear as day. I was in my 30s when the LA riots had took place, and I was just about to turn 10 when the riots in Newark took place. So I've seen it twice firsthand,
right.
and I really don't want to see it again. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail, but the media is what the media is.
Right, and don't let them get to us.
Oh, and to all the hate mail I've been getting, F you too.
Oh, there's so much love going on. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives. Still the number one Second Amendment broadcast in the nation for 48 weeks
running. Even my mother said it is.
Even your mother said it.
I got an email from Kevin Iacuzzi, a neighbor of mine. He goes, he had a, believe it or not, family member, his uncle's brother in Freehold, the shitbags, as I refer to them, checked their cars. They found the door unlocked, and they used a garage door opener to open the garage door about a foot high and avoid the noise. They slid under the door and entered the house. They stole jewelry and cash they left on the kitchen table before they went to bed. They were nice enough to leave the wallet and purse behind, but they got away with about $7,000 worth of valuables.
Oh.
The whole time, the residents were sleeping upstairs. And he said, guess the lesson learned is to lock your car if it does have a car door opener, you know, a garage door opener, which is a common mistake. Put your valuables in your immediate area or lock them in a safe when you go to bed at night, you know. And sadly, they had an alarm system, but it wasn't on.
Great.
Okay, and you should put a lock or deadbolt on your garage door and lock it every night. And he says, Kevin says, and finally, listen to Gunfire Radio so Anthony can make you aware of this. Well, let me tell you something. We talk about this all the time. Dean from Prism Electronics, you know, what good is having an alarm from Dean if you don't turn it on?
If you don't turn it on, yeah.
And so PrismaElectronics.com is Dean. They should call Dean up and they should have it where, you know, they set it when they go to bed at night. And
Nick Concilio,
from Buy Right Overhead Doors.
He says it all the time.
Put a lock on a garage door,
or at least hit that button on there that locks out the rolling codes. They wouldn't have been able to get in.
What are we talking about, Kevin? Kevin, it's never going to happen here.
No,
not in this neighborhood.
No,
it's too nice.
Normalcy bias. Can't happen here.
You're never going to have it happen, so bullshit. You know, bullshit, now it happened. Now let's talk about another one in New Jersey. Oh, by the way, Emery Baker, I gave Sandy the freaking mug.
Thank you, Emery.
It's in the box. The mug says, having fun in New Jersey, we have laws against that. New Jersey, where fun comes to die.
It's okay? Perfect, Emery. Thank you.
All right. And oh, by the way, you were invited to lunch with Andy Pinelli and I 2 days
ago. Oh, great. Again. Oh, good. Thanks.
And I forgot to tell you. And we went to Evan Knappen's favorite restaurant, Rita and Joe's in Jersey City.
Any good? What'd you eat?
I had the water. With lemon.
the lemon was...
My wife listens to the show.
Good,
okay,
so water with lemon. And, it is.
Everything else smelt good, though. And
what did everyone else eat?
All kinds of stuff. The sausage and peppers good. That's, look good. The eggplant Knappen, rollatine look good.
Well, now, you see, Knappen keeps saying that he's going to take me there, but...
Good.
You know,
well, he might
I
take me there,
it.
And I'll let you know how it was. So Andy, thank you for taking me for lunch. Andy Pinelli, Dean from Prism Electronics, is re-alarming Andy's house. Andy has a 25-year-old alarm system that has a squirrel with a tin can in his tree. Anytime someone tries to break into the house to get to the nut, the squirrel pulls the string and makes noise. So
you're not calling Pinelli a nut, are you?
No. He hangs out with the Gunfire Radio crew.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Less is more.
Less is
more. So anyway, thank you, Andy, for supporting Gunfire Radio. And Sandy, next time I'll try to give you notice when we're going out.
Let me know ahead of time. Don't leave it up to him.
Here's a real one really pissing me off. From Galloway, New Jersey. Talk about normalcy bias, okay? On Sunday in Galloway Township, she's driving home. It's 9:45 p.m., a 65-year-old woman. A car speeds past her. Goes out of her line of sight. She comes around the curve, and the car pretends it's stopped in the middle of the highway. She gets out to help.
No.
Two shitbags at knife point. They steal everything from her. This is what really bothers me. Again, normal. She ran them both over. Here, the driver of the vehicle has been approached a woman with a stocking covering his face and brandished a knife and ordered the woman to give him money and all of her jewelry. This is what bothers me right here. This is where you need the shitbaggerator, right?
Yep.
Okay. The shitbaggerator would be perfect here. The woman suffered injuries to her arm from the knife and her ears when the suspect ripped the earrings from her body.
Oh, dude.
You know, Frank Domingo gives me crap. Shoot him in the forehead. What would you do here? I would take him, put him in my basement, and give new meaning to Get the Gimp from Pulp Fiction. Okay? Seriously. Rip the earrings out of her ear. Are you kidding me, you animal bastard?
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio. The Can-Am Roadster, available at Motorcycle Mall in Belleville, New Jersey, is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And it's made by BRP, the same people who bring you the legendary Ski-Doo snowmobiles, Sea-Doo watercraft, and Evinrude outboard engines. Schedule a test ride at Motorcycle Mall today to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Motorcycle Mall is the premier motorcycle and power sports dealership on the East Coast. Family owned and operated in Belleville, New Jersey for the last 35 years. They sell 14 brands of motorcycles, scooters, power sports vehicles, snowblowers, generators, and much more. A fully stocked parts and accessories department, a service department with factory trained technicians, and now an Eagle Rider motorcycle rental location. Motorcycle Mall has everything a motorcyclist or power sports enthusiast could ever want. This month, Motorcycle Mall will be celebrating their brand new, two-story, 108,000 square feet facility. Be sure to visit MotorcycleMall.com or their Facebook page for complete details. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio.
Okay, we're back now.
Are you sure we're back?
Yes, I'm sure we're back.
I got the high sign.
We were talking to nobody, folks.
I got it. I got this from Aunt Sue Crapanzano. How to install a Southern alarm system. This is for you cheap bastards that don't want to use Dean at Prism Electronics. Go to a Salvation Army store and buy a pair of size 15 men's work boots.
I like it.
Place them on your front porch with a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine and put four giant dog dishes next to them. And leave a note on your door that says, Bubba, Bertha, Duke, and Slim, Slim and I went out for more ammo. Don't mess with the dogs. Okay? And then she says, sprinkle some spent cartridges around the lawn.
Great.
I think that would be a great alarm system.
I think that would be a good alarm system. You that know, should be used part of the, what do they call that, refuse to be a victim seminar you do?
We have, refuse to be a victim we have, and be prepared.
Be prepared, yeah.
Corey Vaughn has lived in Oceanport since 1962.
Great town.
Yep, two doors down from him, house was broken into.
Ugh.
First time ever since 62 in 50 Man. Years. Wife is freaked out.
It is such a tight waterfront community.
You know, and they all want to do stuff. But alarm systems and this thing and that thing. But the shitbags are running rampant.
Yes,
Detective
they are.
Mac texted me, Bergen County, on the 25th of April, 12 home invasions in one night. In one night.
Oh, what? Could you save that so I can send it to my father-in-law who insists that Bergen County is crime-free?
Four people committed 12 home invasions in one night. One driver and three strongmen.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Man,
how do you like that?
That's great.
Welcome to New Jersey, all right, where you can't do shit about it.
we need a new mug.
Welcome to New Jersey, where you can't do shit about it.
That's right. Yes. Bend over, grab the Vaseline. We can't say that on radio.
I'm sorry, it was three doors down from Corey, not two doors down.
Wow.
I got a great email from Troy. He's been shooting for 17 years since he was 13. He's never owned a gun. They were always his grandfather's, who had property in PA. Now he lives in the Soviet Socialist Republic of New Jersey.
Great.
He cannot believe how he gets felt like he gets treated like a criminal. You know, when he goes
we
to
are
buy
criminals,
guns and stuff,
Troy.
They make us feel horrible.
Oh,
like
you
got to
put your name
wrong.
In a little book when you bite bullets.
And he says he wishes New Jersey would embrace Second Amendment rights and make people feel more honored to buy guns than ashamed. And he, this is a lie. He wrote, "You guys do a great job. If only Sandy would stop saying how us listeners have no lives, the show would be perfect." He's not going to stop saying it, Troy.
Hey,
I'm
Troy,
you right now,
get a life.
See what I'm saying? I do this all the time, Troy. I have to deal
with it. Dude, seriously, all if right? you've got nothing better to do with an hour than listen to these
I'm
two
the,
clowns.
I'm the nice one, okay? I got another guy, Glenn, that wrote a really great letter. Let me find the back of it. Do
yes.
we have time?
Yes, we have time.
You sure?
We have an
okay.
hour,
wow.
almost.
Glenn, after many years of thinking about it, he went out and bought a handgun. Actually, two. Glenn lives in Ohio. He took him past the NRA basic pistol class that allows him to apply for Ohio CCW, and he got his permit in a week.
A week?
A week.
He must live
to
in
carry.
America to
yeah,
carry.
Yeah.
To carry.
Yes.
I'm waiting 2 months to buy a gun.
He also wrote, "I've also been checking out all the available gun rights podcasts, and I have to say that yours is the best, hands down." Thank you, Glenn. He's been working his way up through all the episodes. He's now at episode 29.
Okay? 29.
And he, listen, see, New Jersey's good for something. Glenn
yes.
writes, "Learning about the oppressive gun laws in New Jersey and New York has made me appreciate two things. The relatively reasonable gun laws in Ohio that allow anyone with a clean record to buy a gun. And two, the fact that no matter where they live, gun owners can never take their right to self-defense for granted because there are always shitbags who want to take that right away."
New Jersey's new slogan, "New Jersey, be glad you don't live here."
I like it. Governor Christie, tear down
that wall.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nraguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
If you think we should be reading it, send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com. And thank you for all your emails.
Oh, and you know, Glenn thanked me for, you know, for us for putting sticking our necks out. Talk about sticking your necks out. Last Friday, I had to have lunch with Scott Bach from ANJRPC and Frank Flamingo from NJ2AS. You want to talk about lunch with the boars?
Oh, okay. Dude, now you're crapping on our friends.
All right.
That's not right.
Seriously.
For, all right, so you got a hit squad after you from the NRA. You've got every senior citizen with their
Frank
jazzy
is
chasing
like,
you.
Frank is let's charge Trenton with burning brands. And Scott Bach is like, paragraph three, subtitle this. I'm like, are you guys effing kidding me? Thank God for what they do, though.
A lawyer and a radical. That's great.
Thank God for what they do.
And I noticed I wasn't invited to that lunch either.
Oh, no, you were, yeah. Oh. I forgot to tell you. Sorry.
That's all
and
right.
Gun for Hire Radio paid
for it,
too. I don't
need to eat.
So you paid for half of it.
Great. Was it good?
Hey, listen to this. You know, people talk about Fast and Furious, and they blame, you know, they say Bush did the same thing. But the Obama administration has a better one. Uh-huh. Did you know some of the stuff that they pushed the dealers to ship to Mexico to be traced was hand grenades?
You're kidding.
No. How do you trace a hand grenade?
You know, I'm going to run down to Manny's and go see, take a look at the hand grenades. Does he have grenade launchers, too?
Or no, just, we can't just have them in New Jersey.
Oh, but hand grenades are fine.
We have laws for that.
I see. Yes.
I got an email from a gentleman who I cut his name off when I cut and paste the email. That's horrible.
He'll recognize it, though. No one else will recognize it.
First off, love the show. Second, because of New Jersey's love of the color gray and their laws, can I carry a knife in New Jersey? If so, what size? Searching the internet leads to a bunch of different opinions, and reading the law, I got the vibe it's illegal with the exceptions like possessing a gun. Well, can you please put this in black and white for me? We're trying to keep away from the black and white thing because of the Trayvon thing.
What
I actually did for this gentleman was I copied and scanned the four pages of knife laws in PDF and sent them to him. But you basically can carry like one of those colored plastic paper clips.
Yeah.
Not the silver one.
Not the silver one.
No.
And not the metal one.
Not
right?
the metal one. No,
oh,
the colored dude, plastic
colored plastic
one,
ones.
You can carry that in New Jersey as long as you don't put it within 6 feet of someone's eye. Okay.
Is that like running with scissors?
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
New Jersey's laws with knives, we've covered this in previous shows. If you go back to Gun for Hire Radio, you'll look for the one with Doug Ritter from Knife Rights, but pretty much if you're carrying a knife and it's not, if you don't lay rug like Sandy lays rug, if you don't lay rug and you know, and you have a rug knife on you, you're in trouble. If you have a fishing knife on you and you're not fishing, you're in trouble. So pretty much all
so knife, even on your way to fishing you can't
carry it. You know, it's arbitrary and it's a police state. So if a cop pulls you over and you look like a shitbag, you're getting locked up. If you're the mayor's son, you're keeping your knife. If you're a middle of the road guy, you're getting your knife confiscated, which means the cop's kid gets that knife.
Yes, or if it's a an Emerson knife,
the cop gets it.
It.
Exactly. So that's how New Jersey knife laws work.
Just the way the founding fathers envisioned it.
You can carry an axe, though. I do.
Yes, you do. Well, it's a hatchet. I don't know if you could consider that an axe.
It's called a battle axe. Actually.
It's a battle axe.
Cop's battle axe. It's pictures of it on the Gunfire Radio.
I had a mother-in-law joke for that, but
I got a good mother-in-law joke later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can't tell that one on the air because she is very close to you. All right. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we'll be back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
What about a celebrity death match
between
Governor Hindenburg against Senator Cadaver and Senator Che Guevara?
Who? Senator Che Guevara.
What do you think?
I think that'd be pretty good. I'd like to. I would buy
Imagine
tickets.
Imagine Christie punching Cadaver, and the punch is going right through him because he's invisible.
He turns into dust.
So Evan Knappen took our running cower, and he took it one step further, and he came out with a turn tail and run law.
Great.
That's being proposed by Senator Lausenberg. He published this in a newspaper in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it was like a law journal or something, wasn't it?
You know, because, again, we talked about how this Flashpoint case in Florida is going to affect our gun rights with Feinstein and all the rest of them. But also we have Cory Booker and other prominent figures, or supposed prominent figures throughout the country, saying that the 24 states that have stand your ground laws don't need them now because of what happened down there.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, of course.
So you should turn around and run like in New Jersey.
So Evan, running cower. So Evan is saying that, you know, the bill is going to be turn tail and run. And if the Senate, if it passed, it would preempt all state stand-your-ground laws. The new bill would impose a national duty to retreat at all times when one encounters a criminal threat or is about to become a victim of violent crime. He wrote, Evan Knappen wrote, New York City Mayor Blooming Idiot has made passage of this.
He's been hanging out with us too long.
I know. He hates him, too. He made especially a national of national importance. The mayor heartily approved it, especially since bodyguards of celebrities, VIPs, and political figures are exempt from it. Okay? Of course.
Of
all right?
course.
So the
yeah.
way the law would apply, if you are criminally attacked, run away. You see others being criminally attacked, run away. You are threatened with violent crime, run away. You see others being threatened with violent or crime, run away. Okay? If you're confronted
that's what
by
they
a burglar
do in
home,
Europe.
Run away.
There we go.
In Europe, they run away too.
We could be just like England.
Socialist sissies. Okay? Sorry, socialist sissies. I'm sorry about it, but, you know, there's people in this country, George Soros and the like, they would like to see us go to the same route, too.
George Soros.
F all of them, too.
Yeah, George Soros. That makes me think of something.
The shitbagger radio. I would use the pulse option for him.
Yeah, the pulse option's good.
Would
I like
imagine,
that.
Imagine a courthouse, like you said, where the shitbagger radio is right outside.
Right outside.
Or how about this? How about when they run him through, it sprays all over his family? It's like giving them the ashes.
You could do
all over their faces.
We could park the water cannon right next to the shitbaggerator for easy cleaning.
What's going on May 1st?
Oh, May 1st is when the Communist Party, the Socialist Party of America, and the Muslim extremists are getting together to support, guess who? Occupy Wall Street.
George Soros.
And George Soros.
I thought you were going to say May 1st is the day I'm doing the civilian mace course.
Well,
you
it's appropriate because they're going to
I'll mace all them bitches. Okay, remember that cop had them lined up? I'll do the same thing while eating a sandwich. Okay?
Yes.
I better get a chili dog.
I've seen you do this. Yes.
I sprayed mace on a chili dog and I've eaten it. It's cayenne pepper. Okay? I demonstrate when I teach a class. I spray it on a chili dog and I eat it.
I've seen you mace the cops, and you do that.
I'm a certified mace instructor for law enforcement. I don't normally mace cops on the street.
Not on the street. Oh, yeah, I guess I should have clarified
that. They pay me to mace them. Isn't that great?
Yeah, they pay you to make some.
So what's going on May 1st? And is George Soros going to go out there or no?
Well, no. I think Soros is probably due for another embalming treatment.
The puppet master is always behind the scenes.
Yes, he's got his hand buried up there behind.
King Mike won't be there. He's having new lifts put in his shoes. He's trying to become 5 feet tall.
That's great.
All the money, $20 billion, and he can't buy another 6 inches. For either appendage.
We got, this is a family show.
Sorry.
Okay.
Most of our listeners don't know what appendage is.
Oh.
The stereotypical gun NRA member, we're swamp people, remember?
That's right. We're swamp people with the
my ass,
our butt people. Cracks sticking outside of our denim jeans.
Come on, Tom and Corey, get some information on NRA membership for $300. Somebody here wants to run for a board seat and have some fun with it. I'm going to document it every step of the way.
That ought to be worth the price.
I just ordered a custom jazzy. It's going to have like...
Badass license plates?
Yeah,
or,
bad MF-er on the license
bad
plate.
MF-er.
And it's going to have spikes on the front and back like Mad Max. All the other NRA jazzies, I'm going to pierce their tires.
When I As you the drive through?
Yeah. They're all going to be pulled over on wheel chocks and cinder blocks.
That's great. We're going to have to get you Geritol and everything else.
I'm done with them. Yeah. When I'm done with them.
Well, I don't think it'll be a two-termer, will it?
No, I think I'm just going in for 3 years of glory.
Yeah, that's
I
it.
I told you, the first thing I'm going to do is show them all a map of the United States and ask if any of them can pick out New Jersey. Other than Joe DeBurgolis, Scott Bach, and Tom King.
That's pretty much.
I don't think there's any more that can.
I don't think that can, no.
And we're going to learn them where New Jersey is.
With a Jersey attitude.
Okay, yeah, we're going to learn them where New Jersey is, and we're going to see what's going on. Now, don't get me wrong. I was just at the board meetings. We got a ton of money for Civil Rights Defense Fund, for our right to carry case, for our one gun a month case. Scott Bach, Dan Schmutter, they had
You don't think they're
going to
take it back now?
No, we got the check already.
Oh, good.
I saw the check. But yeah, next year might be difficult. I might have to fund those cases.
Yes, you might.
But it'll make for good radio.
Yes, it would.
The motorcycle mall was a big success. They had 1,000 people, by the way.
Wow, that was a great
Saturday.
Yeah, it was
we
really
there.
Nice. There was certainly a lot of eye candy going on there. I'm talking about the motorcycles.
I didn't notice.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so we're. I want to start the next segment. I want to talk about. I just did a safety seminar, third year in a row now, at an all girls high school in New Jersey.
Oh.
Where I go in and talk about campus safety and security. And a lot of our listeners should pass this on if they have their kids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, or whatever, you know, where the girls are or the boys are going away to college for the first year as freshmen. There's a lot of things to think about, you know, especially with girls. An unfortunate statistic, 90% of all rapes occur between people who already know each other.
90%?
90%. Date rape or acquaintance rape. Only 10% of rape is by strangers. Yes, it's that high. And, you know, women need to be careful. That's why it's not a bad idea to carry mace, as long as it's a state where it's totally legal to carry it.
Which New Jersey is, if it's the right formula and the right size. And
yeah, so... You know, I feel bad for young kids today, too. They got to worry about date rape drugs. Nobody ever gave me a date rape drug, by the way.
No, I tried, too. You know what I'm talking
But a woman can't put her drink down. She has to watch it being made. She has to stay with contact with it all the time. You know, when we were kids, we used to try to spend money and wine and dine and romance girls to try to have a relationship.
Yeah, a couple of roofies and you're good.
You throw something in a drink and all, you know, like you throw them over the shoulder like a caveman and drag them home, right? So you go to prison for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to get into it a little more, campus and dorm security.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Cut jail overcrowding in a flash. That's right. Clear out entire cell blocks in a fraction of the time it takes to process an appeal. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice ship bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest ship bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the ship baggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size ship bag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the ship baggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. Why spend thousands on expensive housing, food, healthcare, and cable TV bills when you can get the speed, quality, and functionality of the ship baggerator for less? Order today, and you can get your very own ship baggerator just in time for Founders Day. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The ship baggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The ship baggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Okay.
Wake up.
Okay, campus security, guys. Let's talk about this. You know, they say kids should avoid excessive alcohol. Yeah, good luck. Make sure you're with friends. Make sure people know where you're going. Make sure people know the people's names that you're going with, okay? What your destination is and approximate time you're going to return. Everybody should carry emergency cash hidden somewhere. Some change for a phone call if you can still find those things. Pay phones.
Yeah, pay phones.
And taxi money in case you lose your wallet or something. You should have some
it's
money
like $100, right?
You need $100 for taxi money. When I was a kid, it would have been $5, but never going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, guys and girls, when you're walking around campus or to and from your job or off campus an apartment, you know, normalcy bias. We talk about it all the time, Sandy. Well, yeah. I've walked from my car to the house all the time, and I never was mugged before. Well, no shit, because this time your head was down. I was in a Short Hills Mall a few weeks ago. I was texting while walking through the mall. I shot past the Apple store by like 8 stores.
You were texting while walking through a mall. Public area?
Yeah. Talk about not practicing what we preach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man.
And I realized, you know, I ran out of mall, basically. And I'm like, oh, shit. I walked right past the Apple. Unbelievable.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Someone could have came, run up right on me and robbed me. I never would have known.
That would not have made good radio.
You know, they say, have your keys ready in your hand. You should keep your hands free and not overloaded. I tell everybody, make sure you're not being followed. You know, be aware of your situations.
Right.
Dorm rooms and off-campus apartments, a lot of fires occur. Okay, we had a tragic one in New Jersey many years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Where the kids tried to play a joke and they
was
ended
that Seton Hall
people.
University?
Seton Hall, yeah, horrible. If you go to your daughter or son's campus or dorm and they have candles, throw them out.
Yeah, right.
Make sure that the fire extinguishers and the smoke detectors are operable. Make sure the batteries are fresh in them.
Yeah, because those off-campus places, they're just houses.
They're not inspected as well as dorms are. Usually dorms are regulated by the state or the county or the town. And they have Lou Fico, an NRA instructor, he's a New York City dorm inspector.
Really?
Yeah, he goes college dorms and inspects them all the time, you know, for code violations and everything. You know, make sure your doors and windows really lock. Make sure there's a peephole on the door,
and you should cover the peephole.
Personal alarm systems aren't bad. Those ones that you pull the string and 120 decibel alarm, rings out.
I remember those from my dating years.
Nice. Yeah, they pulled them when you went near them.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sandy went to the doctor and said his eyes tear every time he makes love. The doctor told him it was from the mace. Okay. Always make sure that, you know, you if you lend your key out to somebody, they don't have a copy made. You got to be careful of weird guys. Most of these shootings
like us?
Occur exactly. Most of the shootings occur because of guys like us that are crazy, you know, and they let crazy people get away with crazy things too long, and they don't want to report it because no one wants to get in trouble. And
they're afraid
things,
of them, right?
Correct. I mean, yeah. Correct. Certain things you can do when you're in your car, your window should be up. Your purse should be on the floor, not on the seat, because someone will break your window and grab your purse.
And no stopping to help people who
don't
are broken down.
Don't stop and help. Call 911 for them and keep going.
Yeah.
Try to park in well-lit areas and travel on populated well-lit streets. You know, do we have to tell anybody today in 2012 you shouldn't pick up hitchhikers?
Yeah, right. Okay? I know. You probably do.
Guys, you could pick up a pretty girl and their partner will jump out from behind the weeds. Yep. And now you're in trouble. Okay. Mace, we have a defensive pen class. How many college girls take that class, right? You've been in it. Teach how to kill with a pen. Keys can be a good tool if you know how to use them. Also, your mindset. You know, we talk about normalcy bias. If your mindset is set up in a protective mindset, chances are nothing's going to happen.
That's your first degree of
line of defense.
You
know, you could use verbal judo. Your stance is very important. But walking, you know, erect with your head straight out, with your shoulders back, and surveying the area, they're going to rob the next guy or girl.
Right, right.
And that's really what we're looking for. There's
predator-prey mentality,
correct.
Right?
You know,
talk about all the time.
And parents, change your mindset. You're sending your kids off to school. Rather than worry about the refrigerator and the this and the that and make sure they have this, look at it from a safety angle. Yeah. Step back for a minute and say, okay, let me see what we can do from a safety angle.
Right. Okay? Everybody's worried about what kind of sofa, if they have the right
correct.
Kind of refrigerator.
The curtains and this and that, and going to Target and buying all the accessories. Forget it. You know, let's worry about the safety. All the other stuff will come later.
Right.
I have an announcement to make. The Gun for Hire app is out in iPhone and iPad format.
Really?
Right. Yeah, we have a 99-cent very basic app, and we have a $1.99 upgraded app, and you basically get a pocket-sized master trainer, Anthony Pietrangelo.
Ooh.
Now, the reason we had a pay app for the light one is because we didn't want annoying iAds.
Those pop-ups.
So it's a whopping $3, guys. Read the reviews, download it, rate it, let me know what you think. You know, again, here we go again. Gun for Hire. On May 1st, we have a Saber Mace class. On May 5th, we have Low Light Pistol 1 in Cedar Grove. On May 6th, we have Urban Carbine 1 in Cedar Grove. Let's get those ARs out and kick their asses. On May 11th, we have Be Prepared Seminar in Belleville. On May 12th, we have Urban Carbine 3 at Area 51. On May 12th in Winslow, Gun for Hire South, Urban Pistol 1 and Utah Non-Resident Concealed Carry. Also, May 13th, Gun for Her, Mother's Day Special, Ladies, Urban Pistol 1, Cedar Grove, Ladies Only.
Very nice.
Sandy, if you get that sex change, you could shoot that day. Okay? On May 19th, Urban Shotgun at Cedar Grove. On May 20th, we have a Kali Knife Class in Belleville. Learn how to dice, slice, chop, mash, and slash. Okay? Build a Bear with Jimmy the Gun Guy, anytime, anywhere. Learn how to build your own AR from scratch. Do not miss our record-breaking NRA dinner, October 13th, 2012, at the Edison, Rosewood Inn in Edison. Please save the date. Visit Gun for Hire Club on Facebook, Gun for Hire Radio on Facebook, and don't forget to download the Gun for Hire app, bitches, so I'm in your pocket.
Just what they need, you in their pocket. Well, it looks like they did it again, Ant. They wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio.
Love it.
Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Pocket Anthony Trainer, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. See you next week.